This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Joseph Stoll was the president for years of Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Now he's the president of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He says that when he was 11, 12, 13 years of age, there might be a family incident going on, some disciplinary issue or whatever, disagreement in the family. And he says he can remember his dad over and over telling him at different times, "Joe, be a man. Joe, be a man." Now, that may be unfair to a younger boy to tell him to be a man when he's barely a man. And yet, I think back to biblical times when a young man or girl turned 12, they were held responsible for what they did. Can you imagine the average 12-year-old being held responsible today? And so that phrase, be a man, Joe grew up with that. But then he said this, "I wonder sometimes if the Lord looks at the average church in the United States, and he sees all the conflict and division going on in a lot of churches all over the world, not just America. He wonders, he speculates, does the Lord ever look at a church and says, people, be the church. Be the church." What is the church? Not a civic organization. It's not a fraternal organization. We're not civic leaders, and that's what God has called us to. It's the body of Christ. And we're to be the body of Christ. And last week, we had a message on unity out of Ephesians where Paul said there's four things you've got to have to be a unified church. You have to be humble. Proud people have trouble being unified with anybody. And I don't care if it's a marriage or a business or family. Proud men have trouble being unified with other people because of their pride. Proud women have trouble being united with other people because of their pride. So we have to be humble. We have to be meek or gentle, which means that we don't demand our own way. We don't have the attitude that says it's my way or the highway. And yet some of you work with people like that. Some of you have people in your own family that are like that. And some of you, perhaps, are that person who says implicitly or explicitly, it's my way or the highway. We have to be patient, Paul said. Patience with people. We're mostly impatient with people, not with circumstances. Most people, you ask about patience and it has a name attached to it. They're impatient with somebody. And the last one was that we bear with one another in love. We bear with one another in love. Today is the second half of that message from the same chapter where Paul says we're united on purpose. There's a reason we're united. Not so everybody will like us and everybody will like one another. We're united because we're being built up as the body of Christ and functioning as servants of the head of that body, which is Christ. I don't know if you've ever thought about your own body. Every part of your body exists to serve the head. You understand what I mean? That every part of this body exists to serve the head. I wouldn't have believed this had I not seen it with my own eyes. If you had told me this, I would have laughed and said, that's the stupidest thing I ever saw. But when I saw it, tears welled up in my eyes because it was so pathetic. It's a medical condition that I saw in a medical program on PBS where the person had no control, seemingly no control over their hand, and their own hand would slap them in the face, slap themselves in the face. Their own hand would scratch their face. It was as if the hand had a mind of its own and was doing things on its own. And you say, that sounds crazy. Well, folks, that happens in the body of Christ when people in a body of believers attack other believers. It's no different than the hand attacking the face. No different than the hand slapping the face. And we are called by God to be united.
Well, united on purpose is the title of this message from Ephesians. Will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.